Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world, Ilona Europa, every Monday on LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 Pacific Time, on Channel 1, LA Talk Radio, one more time. Then, what can I say? One of those Mondays that I'm very proud of. Why? Because I have very unusual guests with me in the studio. And especially, I'm a little bit attached to the woman or to my right, because I think she is somebody that will inspire a lot of ladies, a lot of women, a lot of people who are coming from another country to be just strong, independent, smart, and just great, beautiful, very, very unusual lady. And I know she's in a cute way shy, in a way. I think she is shy. I think this will be her first interview on the radio. And I understand that she said no to many of them. Then I am so honored that she is here with us, and she is with her husband. We have also husband with her. Then maybe I will just introduce my guest. Everybody knows Ilona Europa has an accent, and my really weak side of me is that I can mess up people's name. And my guest name is very unusual. Her long version is very unusual, the name, and the short version is also unusual, but much easier for me to pronunciate. Then I will just say, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. I am so happy to be in your show this Monday. My name is Rohangiz Mahmoudi, and I like you call me Ruhi, like other friends.
Okay, Ruhi, everybody repeats. But you know what? You are so, so gentle, and in a way how you speak. But I know that you are a tough lady. I have feeling that you are tough in home. And we have her husband next to her. Hi, Edward Nader. Hello, what do you say? Is your wife gentle like that? Or this is her, like, gentle side, because she's on the radio and in home she's just a little bit cat, lion, or just very strong woman. What do you say?
Hello, Ilona, and hello, all of the listeners of LA Talk Radio. Yes, my name is Edward Nader, and my wife, Ruhi, she's a little bit shy, but she's a very, very strong lady. I am so happy. We actually got married about 19 years ago, and that is the best 19 years of my life, which I really enjoyed. She's my good friend. She is... She's my everything. We are not only husband and wife, we are really friends. We talk to each other. We discuss everything with each other. And thank God we had no problem. Of course, all of the married people, they have ups and downs. But thank God we don't have any downs.
Oh my gosh.
Ups and,
you know, coming this from love. Edward, and yes. We know Edward because he's coming to our show with Mr. Davoud, the great painter. And I have a pleasure to know you a little bit longer than your beautiful wife. Really, when I started knowing her, I knew she needs to be on the show. First, she has amazing accent. That's already qualified her being on Accent On. But of course, I'm joking. Her brain, her smartness, her life story. And of course, both of you being together for so long makes me feel that she's a very special lady. Okay, Ruhi, this is, well, I said well, your name?
Sure.
Okay, we need to a little bit rewind maybe your life to the time when you were a young girl, okay, and you lived in Iran.
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit your childhood story?
Okay. I was born in a very small town in Iran, and I grew up in big but very poor family. I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters, which 3 brothers and 1 sister are older than me. Actually, I had lots of financial difficulty at childhood through adulthood.
Why do you say that? Your parents were poor?
Because we were big
Five
family.
5 of these big family.
And my father works as an employee for a government, but he constantly traveled to other city to make more money. But it was not enough for 10 people.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And you said very tiny town in Iran, 5
yes.
siblings, mother and father. Mama was working?
No, she Mama. Was housekeeper.
Yeah, oh, gosh, of course, so many children and whole family. And you say that do you think you were very similar to your siblings or you were standing out a little bit in some ways? Because when we rewind your life forward or moving forward your life and we see this lady with 3 PhDs and a woman who is so educated and just makes this very strong decision moving out of her country. I will go to the story too. How does this happen? But do you think you were identical when it comes to ambitious and, you know, the same person like your sister and brothers? Or you were a little bit different?
Actually, my mom was very strong and she constantly pushed us to educated and be on your own feet. Because she didn't go to school and she was very dependent to my dad. That's why she was very concerned about her daughter than brother. Actually, he advised all of us to go to university. But I listened to my mom more than others.
Okay, and you say that Mama wanted you to get education, and especially you and your sister, and she wanted you to study in university. And you mentioned she wanted education for both of you. She didn't want her daughters to be dependent too much financially from husbands. Hey, to all Americans and whole women in the world, that's a very good advice from mothers from Iran. And I can say something, I'm guilty of that too. You know, I just forgot for many, many years how to really be independent. And, you know, you need to think for yourself, because one day you can find out yourself having 0 on your bank account and your husband bye-bye. And then what you're doing or whatever bad luck in life strikes, you know. Then I think your mother was very wise, very wise. But you came from Iran. And education for ladies, for women, is not what people really like to see or liked to see by then. Do you think that was normal for young ladies to study?
At that time it was. When I go to university, I study in a veterinarian field. I love animal and I hardly work and study. I graduate in 1978 with very good grade. During that time, a revolution happened.
Yeah.
And when I decided to open my own clinic, government stopped me and they said pet is not touchable and you cannot work on this field. Hmm. So I go to find another place. I found the Pasteur Institute, which was the researcher area, and I started working microbiology section. At that time, because I passed 240 units for complete my degree in veterinarian, and it was just 5 units for microbiology, it was very hard for me work on this field. And a lot of name of bacteria and, you know, character make different diseases. I remember first day when I came back home, I told my mom, it's very hard, I cannot work on this field. And she said, who was working there? I said, 2 lab technician and 2 med tech, and there was 2 guys, maybe they had a master on this field. And she told me, you know, you're a doctor. You can work on this field too.
Wow.
Because they are lower than you, and you have a higher education, and you passed 240 unit on this field, and also you can do it. And she pushed me to go back to work and and do it. Fortunately, after 2-3 months, I study a lot at home and I work over there. And after 3 months, believe me, I was in charge of all of people.
Okay, how long it took you to do that?
About 2-3 months.
Okay, and we will find out that the 2-3 months in your life really like comes back, because then when you move to America, you also got your green card, I think, in 2-3 months from the moment when you came here.
Yes.
Okay, that's a really uplifting story. But one thing that you mentioned, revolution starts and little things changed, yes, in your
not
country.
Not little things, a lot of things change in Iran.
Know.
Yeah.
You know, why I'm saying that, because we had very similar very optimistic event in Poland when Solidarity came and, you know, turned over the everything upside down, and Poland become more capitalistic, and borders till this day are more and more open for Polish people. And then I know how amazing is when revolution, because that was revolution too. Whole world knows 80s, you know, were crazy in Europe. But in your country, there was a dark time.
Yes.
It was a dark time.
Very dark.
More dark for the woman, yes?
Absolutely. They covered us. They didn't let us talk to men. You know, the first 15 years of revolution, it was very hard. It was very difficult to live in Iran, but I was there. And I want to just mention this. After a year that I worked in microbiology in a Pasteur Institute, my boss told me many residents from other university coming here and you train them, is better you go take your PhD on this field. And he pushed me and he said, you deserve it to have a PhD in this field. And I applied Tehran University Medical School, and at that time 300 people applied and they need only one person that they passed that exam, and I become a microbiologist with PhD
and
after 4 years.
Yeah. Wow. Look at, when we listen to your story, it seems like, okay, you know, she came from the little poor family. Mother was very smart, and you were very, very well educated, and life seems will be okay for you there, but was not. What's happened? Explain us, because I don't know. I sometimes think that maybe young people also listen to Accent On. We are bringing great, great guests. Some of them are from so many parts of the world, and we all have our life stories. But you didn't have easy. What's happened? Why did you need to leave Iran to USA?
I had a very, very hard time in Iran. From childhood up that point, I left Iran. Because not only study and, hard education, work, no. I had a lot of problem in my family, because after revolution, my oldest brother lost everything. And he left Iran. His family, you know, was there without any support, and I have to support them. And my other brother came from England to visit my family, and government put him to the jail because my other brother left Iran. They said, we hold you until he come back. And, you know, all of this was on my shoulder, and I have to solve all of this problem. Mm. I sent my oldest brother family one by one to Germany, because he got asylum in Germany. And I sent them over there, and they tried to take out my brother from jail. And my father had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital. You know, a lot of things happened in my life. When I'm thinking about that time, I really proud of myself that I could solve all of those problems, and I handled those problems at that time.
Yeah, you know, and mostly I don't know what to say. I don't know if you ladies are or women are stronger than men. Sometimes I think we are somehow, somewhere. I don't know, because we try to save the world. We are mothers in the soul, and we know that we need to protect people that we love in this warm way. And you took care of the brothers. I will play one song, because that's what Accent On is also. We are, you know, talking, interviewing wonderful guests, and then we play music. Because I want to come back after the song, and I want the story, one story that you wrote to me about, and you talked to me about, is about how they took you to little tiny cell and what's happened to you there. And really your life from this moment on was different.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ina. Hey, what can I say? If you look in Rohe right now, she's gorgeous. She lives in America. She does her life beautiful way. And when she passes, you know, you on the street, you'll think, whoa, what a hot lady, you know. And then Edward, you know, you will never know. But when you start knowing people, wow, you know, you start really feel life is not equal for a lot of people. But we have a chance to listen to a story like that. I would like to take a tiny little break, because this story is very uplifting. We are saying maybe sad life stories, but really, you know, ending is great. And again, your life story is just very strong. And I love you for everything what you did for your family and for yourself. And now what you are doing in America. But I'm also proud of certain things that happens in my life. And I'm happy to have my radio show. And from time to time, I'm happy that I can play song. Or songs by lots of my friends who just give me the songs to premiere them on Accent on LA Talk Radio. But today is a very, very special day. We will be playing Just Love Me the Way I Am. This is premiere again, and a song is very special. It's sung by Natasha Mira. Everybody knows that this is my daughter. She is a USC student. She's a singer-songwriter and studying at USC music business. And she created and composed duo with Kid Genius. Amazing producer and very good also a singer. Then please, let's listen to the song again. Premiere is all over SoundCloud. I think like 8 hours ago, it was just released. And I know that things will be happening for both of these great artists. Kid Genius also is studying at USC. Okay, let's listen. Love Me the Way I Am.
I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am. The way I am. Still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me. And you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? Tell me that you love me the way I am.
very, very beautiful song, one of my favorites for sure. Natasha Mira, kid, a genius. Both are studying at USC. Obviously, they're really, really what is future for the pop music. A beautiful voice, beautiful song. And the name of the song is Way I Am. That's the shorter version. And I know got released today a few hours ago on SoundCloud. And everybody, please go there and just leave your comment. And, you know, I wouldn't be also Ilona Europa if I will not try to, you know, bring very similar song. I think in a theme, it's called Anticipation. I wrote the song a few years ago. And, you know, Kid Genius says, I love you the way you are, and he will not ever change the lady that he loves. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I think if we don't change people that we love, you know, we let them be who they are. But my song is more about anticipation, waiting for the love that maybe is the right one. And I hope a lot of people who went through heartbreak, they have the same problem. Then right now, let's play one more song and we'll come back to our beautiful interview with great, great lady. And right now, Anticipation, Ilona Europa, Anticipation for Love. Thank you for listening to Way I Am, Natasha Mira and Kit Genius, and Ilona Europa Anticipation for Love. Okay, coming back to our interview, we have in the studio beautiful, beautiful, great lady. We are talking about a one-woman journey from Iran to USA, and we stopped in a moment when the revolution happened in Iran. You just start feeling the changes in the country. You start feeling a little uncomfortable being a smart woman who wants to be independent and working and not being married. Please tell us what's happened one day.
Okay, after I graduated and I took PhD in microbiology in Iran, they passed a law that all graduate people should go for 2 years work in very poor city around Iran. So I chose the city from the south of Iran. The name is Bandar Abbas. That was very humid, very hot, and it was the worst in the country. I go there and I start working over there because the people were very kind and very needy. After 2 years, they called me back to Tehran. I said, no, I want to work here and I want to transfer to Bandar Abbas. They start to making hard time for me and said, no, you have to come back to Tehran. And I fight with them and I finally stay in Bandar Abbas and I open my own lab because there was only one lab belonging to a general that he from Navy, that he was very strong and very rich. And he was, you know, only one in that
in this place that had money in the
place. So when I start opening my own lab, he start fighting with me from different way, and I fight with him, and you know, I try to run my lab. But finally, after 3 years, he is, you know, chose the, you know, his power. And one day when I was in hospital in the meeting, they called me from a committee that it's belonging to government. And they called me, you have to come as soon as possible here. I thought maybe they have an emergency patient. When I go there, and then they blindfolded my eyes and they took me in a very small room and tried to interrogated me by using very bad word, and emotionally they hurt me a lot. From 9 o'clock in the morning until 11 afternoon, constantly they threatened me that we're going to kill you, we're going to beat you in front of people, blah, blah, blah. And then at that point, I decided to leave Iran.
Why you think, what was the biggest problem from their perspective, you growing in the power of being powerful woman or being single woman? What really you think made the man power, the government power, to go after you and try to just wipe you out from the small place? Tell us.
Yeah, because I was single. Because when I go there and I ask them, what's the problem? I am working here over 16 hours a day, and everybody in the city knows me because it was very hot. I just wear my lab coat and, you know, I cover my head with white scarf. And, you know, I was very unique in city because from work to home, when I need to buy something from grocery, I didn't change. I go with my lab coat, and everybody knows me that I am very hard worker, and I am, you know, really work for people. But at that time, I asked him, why you keep me here? And he said, because you are single, you are pretty, you have high educated, and you make a lot of money. Now it's time you raise your children. Why you don't get married? I said, even my parent cannot ask this question from me. It's not your business.
Which means practically from their perspective, woman had no right to choose.
Yes.
To be single, to be just independent.
Absolutely.
It's supposed to go through certain way, how life in their eyes supposed to be. Then from this moment on, you decided you need to leave Iran.
Yes.
And you left behind your mama.
Yes.
And your father.
Actually, my mom told me it's better you leave Iran because otherwise they plan to kill you and we cannot do anything.
Gosh, yeah, I don't know because this is a story, a real story. I see like movie. I always, when people tell me the life story, I don't know why I'm turning this into a movie right away in my head. And I see you in this white coat. I see your head in a white, you know, fabric on a head. I see you in the small room, petrified probably, because what can you do? I see these people that you, in a way, maybe trusted one or two guys that you knew for 3 years, and now he's going against you, and you know you're powerless. You have nothing that you can do. You know, and now you need to just leave behind whole life that you knew and leave your family behind and just go to America. How long took you to make decision and leave the country?
After I left that room, I came home and I talked to my mom, and my mom advised me it's better you leave Iran. And I tried to package my stuff at the home, and I go to my lab, I package lab. And, you know, I was working, and I want to transfer to Tehran. After a month, I came to Tehran, and I left Iran. I went to Germany, stayed with my brother, and they...
Why they let you go? Why? Because you had the passport, and they couldn't stop you? Like many, many years ago in my country, I couldn't just leave. Okay.
I didn't tell them that I want to leave Iran. I told them I want to back to Tehran, and they live with my family. Otherwise, they stop me. So I left before they know about that.
Okay.
You know, I am back to Pasteur Institute. So I went to Germany and I took a visa to United States. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, here I took my green card as a researcher because I had translated a book in Iran and I had many articles and many research. So here they accepted me as a researcher. After 3 months, they gave me green card, and then I applied for board exam. I remember first day when I go for exam, the instructor was talking in American language. I didn't understand what she said because I learned English by myself and I translated book. I was very familiar with English writing and reading, but not conversation.
Absolutely.
And still I have a very bad accent.
I can be like your sister. Nobody really be... I speak funny, you know, English too. I'm just making my own language, how I go. And I know that American people are very forgiving and they really don't care. When they want to understand somebody, they will find a way. And we learn our way of speaking English. And you are doing the same. You are very, very smart. And your brain works perfectly for Americans. And yeah, but the conversational language really requires, you know, a lot of knowledge. And I was scared for first 5 years, you know, that people think I'm not smart enough. I have very high education from Europe too. But, you know, that I couldn't speak. Peak, and I couldn't take the conversation with the people, and I felt horrible. I had a headache for years, and like I said, I didn't go to any schools here. I just learned from TV, from newspapers. I learned from my husband. I learned from the article and books that I wanted to read. And maybe somebody would say, "Why didn't go to school?" Because I did the right choice for me. I learned I was already grown up. Then I learned on books and TV and things that were interested to me. Then I just tried to get a shortcut. But on the other hand, you know, yeah, I wish I went to school and I learned proper English, and probably will never happen. But thank you for listening to Accent On. But that's, of course, a show about people like me and Rahui who really, really, really wants to give everything to this country and to the world. But yeah, we have a little bit problem. We speak funny English, but you know what? Thank you again for understanding. Then you say that, yeah, you in 3 months, you were welcome to America and you received green card. You were translating very smart books, yes, and obvious America saw right away that you will be a really beautiful addition to this country.
Thank you.
And I now want little private. We have this gorgeous husband of yours sitting next to you, and he's smiling nicely. When did you meet him?
I want to just mention one thing more. When I was in Iran, in Bandar Abbas, actually I was a professor in university, and I remember I wrote a book. The name was The Mechanism of Antibiotic. When I submitted to the principal of the university that I want to publish this book, he said, you can take it to Tehran and do it everything. I authorized that you can name of University of Bandar Abbas on your book. Hmm. I got so upset and I, you know, put everything on the trash can, and I told him, everything is in my mind. I want to just make a book for your student, and they will learn. I don't need this, that you are just talking like this to me. And, you know, so I was very angry, very upset of everybody in Iran. They were not cooperate with me in any way. So when I came here, and, you know, a day I remember when I went to immigration, and that very nice guy was talking to me, and he said, what is this kind of book? I said, you know, it's the textbook of university. And, you know, he said, you have a lot of knowledge that I cannot ask any question. You welcome to United States.
Oh,
you know,
beautiful.
Means a lot of heavy things removed from my shoulder, and I felt just one people in the world recognize me. That who am I?
And Mr. Edward. That was the second gentleman who probably recognized that she's a very, very special woman. Do you remember first time when you met her?
Absolutely.
Tell us about
it. Yes. Actually, one of my friends, they introduced us to each other. And first I called and we talked about the phone. Then we decided to meet each other in a restaurant, which was halfway, and which was in Westwood. We went there and we sat down and we talked for about 4 or 5 hours. After that, even though I was going out with different girls, and I said, oh God, if she accepts me, she's the last one.
You knew it right away?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
It's so sweet. Did you knew the same?
Yes. When I met him, you know, I felt he is very kind, very polite, very understandable guy.
And caring.
He's caring.
He's a beautiful human being. I know him, how he cares about Davood and his art, and him being a human being who just forgets how to eat, where to go sleep, or just so many things that Davood doesn't know that he's supposed to do for himself. That's the Edward, his manager, remembers, you know.
He is an angel in my life.
Oh,
I love him.
Yay! Then again,
yes.
This is one woman journey from Iran to America. It's a pretty dark journey, but I'm saying from the moment when she entered this country, life was much more brighter, and I think you are smiling beautifully. You have a gorgeous face, and really, I will never think you have dark, you know, secrets or dark past in a way. One more thing I would like to know. Then, hey, you were working in America, and then one day you had some health problems, yes, because you are petrified of being in the dark places. You got some really, really scary stems in your mind. That reminds you that very bad
moment.
My
husband noticed that because when I go home and my husband was not there, I didn't go in. I stay in the car until my husband come and turn on the light because I was very scared of dark people, night, you know. And he told me, this is not normal. You have to go to therapist. And I will appreciate Dr. Holakwi because at that time he was actually he's the very famous therapist between Iranian community, and at that time he accepted me to see me. After 2-3 times, you know, suddenly everything changed in my life, and I thought, oh, this field is very interesting. It's better I study on this field and I help other people because a lot of people like me, they have a lot of trauma from situation in Iran because many things happen, war, you know. I don't want to explain everything here because we don't have enough time for
of
that.
Course.
But I decided to study on this field, and I talked to Dr. Holaku. He said, I feel you're going to be a very good therapist.
Decided to do another PhD or just start studying, and then happened?
No, I start to take another PhD, and my wonderful husband helped me on this field.
Thank you, Edward. Look at you.
Encourage me and, you know, support me.
Do you have brother? For me? Oh.
No, I just really wanted to say something.
Yes, please.
It took about 8 years.
Wow.
For her to get a PhD. But don't forget that she was working full time from 7 o'clock in the morning up to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, then goes to a school at night, then go and be as a therapist, see the clients, then come home and write the information which it was required for the supervisor. So this 8 years, she was really working so hard, probably about 17, 18 hours a day, including every Saturday and Sunday she had clients.
Again, to all husbands who are less supportive than Edward, please listen. Listen to it. You'll be having a very, very happy wife, because she's a really happy woman right now. She's in love with her husband because he understands her and just let her be who she is, like Natasha Mira sings, and a kid genius also. Then, you know, being so helpful to your wife must make you feel good inside.
Absolutely. So don't forget that when she graduated and she got her PhD and we went for graduation, probably that was the best day of my life.
Mm.
Because after all that 8 years working day and night, and of course I had to help her. There was no other choice. As far as the cooking and cleaning, I had to help because she had no time.
Yeah.
She was constantly studying and going to see the patient, going to the college, come back home, and still she was cooking. We really had a normal life also. We used to go out. We used to have our friends to come over. We used to go to see our... We really had our life also.
You know, it's so much, because I know we have 5 more minutes, and obviously I have many questions. I'm hoping you'll be back anytime when Davood is here, because obviously he's friend of the show, and he was also in prison for 2 years, I think, when he was young in Iran, and he left to Germany. You know, people, you have so much to tell us, and like I'm always saying, young generation, I don't know if people understand that life is not easy, but you can turn everything around and you can make the best of it. And of course, it's always the coolest way when you have the second person next to you, just helping and just loving everything about you. And just like you said, you can study, you can work, but you still cook. When she couldn't do, now she's cooking amazingly. I had the pleasure to have a dinner in your place. That was with Natasha. It was amazing. Yeah, you know, tell me right now. You say, you said that you want to really help people, yes? And you want to devote this time to Iranian people exclusively?
Yes.
You want, like, you just put...
No, I like to help all people. For me, it doesn't matter.
And trauma, that's what you want to do. Any trauma?
Yeah, people that have a trauma. But because I am very familiar with the Persian culture, you know, it's easier for me to help them. But I had many friends that they were American or the Filipino or Indian. Mm-hmm. When they come to me and they talk about their problem, for me, it doesn't matter. I try to help them. But I want to appreciate the American society that they let me to stay here, study, and I really appreciate this country.
Oh, beautiful. I will say the same. Probably, Edward, you will say the same. And lots of my friends who are coming on to the show, Accent on LA Talk Radio, they will say 100% the same. You know, this is the country that allows you to be whoever you want to be and change sometimes very dark past to the beautiful, bright future. Also, thank you, LA Talk Radio, because LA Talk Radio took a chance on Ilona Europa with funky language, a funky way of speaking. And, you know, Sam, head of LA Talk Radio, decided the idea was great. And he said, hey, if people will listen, you will stay on LA Talk Radio. 2 years later, you know, I know that people listen. And then thank you for that. That's what America is about. you know, mix and match, you know, languages and accents. Really good country to be in. We are lucky.
Really.
Is there anything you think that you'd like to leave us with? I don't know what contact to give people for you. We will, all obvious, print this on LA Talk Radio page for Accent On and on my Facebook page. I know that you are not having yet your own license. Place and license. When this will happen?
And now I stop working in the lab because after 40 years, I think that's enough. And now I want to go to complete my hours because 3,000 hours I should complete.
3,000?
Yes. Okay. With client, and then I am eligible to take exam. Mm-hmm. After I pass exam, I will have a license that I can work on this field. And now I am looking for place to find
physical place that you can start.
Yes, because those hours that I had before now is expired.
Okay.
And I have start again, yes.
Again, nothing wrong with that.
No, that's
gosh,
okay.
You know,
time.
One door closed, another open. That's who we are. I know. And I will always say to my student, I have a lot of beautiful, talented students who I'm coaching, get them hopefully ready for a stage. But yeah, people have doubts in themselves. People don't. Doesn't matter. If something closes, another opens, and that's your journey. And that's what we are talking about. And this beautiful journey of the one woman who came from Iran with a really hard past and she turned her life beautifully. Could you again spell your name? Spell your name that people just maybe remember. I will be having your name everywhere where I'm posting my post. But please, can you tell us, Rauhi, that's for friends. That's who
yes.
we'll know you by. But official Rauhi.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you so much again. You know, that's Ilona. But your second name?
Mahmoudi.
That's easier. Mahmoudi.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Then if anybody wants to talk to you, please contact me. Contact Ed Nader, because you are a manager of Davoud's, Davoud's manager, and obviously we are talking a lot about art. But if somebody wants to talk, you know, how to just have your wife around and maybe they have some trauma, they want to know something more, they can contact you?
Well, in the meantime, if there are some clinics which they want to help Rauhi in order to for her to have her hours
okay.
at a supervised clinic, I appreciate if they can call me at 818-469-4242. In the meantime, if anybody wants to buy any painting from Dr. Davoud Roustaie, they can call me also. I'm his manager.
Yes.
Again, the telephone number is 818-469-4242.
And let's spell Davoud's name.
Davoud, D-A-V-O-O-D. And last name is Roustaie, R-O-O-S-T-A-E-I.
And you both are very charitable people. Everybody's
absolutely.
Here in this room.
Yes.
And we are trying to work very close with RAT, RAC Against Trafficking. Yeah. We'll try to help wipe away issues of child abuse and child slavery.
Right.
And Davoud is very, right now, including this process too. He will be probably, you know, trying to just give us some money by selling his art, and anybody who wants to purchase one of his paintings, probably Davoud will wind up to give the money away because he gave $25 million to children charities. He's amazing. And I know it's another topic, but I know, Edward, you also are helping a lot of students from Iran to just accomplish their dream to finish
yes.
education in America. I don't know, people. Life is beautiful. Accent On loves my guest. I love LA Talk Radio. We are happy to be in this country. We love our countries, the first one also too, but what can I say? Boy, we are lucky to be here.
We love America.
We love you. Yes. I love you people so much for coming here again. I know traffic was crazy. And I will say good night for today. I will play some song or not. We have no time. Yeah, bye-bye. Till next Monday.
Accent
On with you on Europa.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.